my origins are from Haiti. Mm-hmm. I haven't been performing the Haitian repertoire as such, but Haiti has always been in me, on my musical path, my research of who I was as a performer and as a songwriter as well. So although the music doesn't come out as typical Haitian music, the attachment to my roots are always present.
And tell us about your style of performance. What type of music do you perform, and how long have you been an artist?
I've been an artist for the last 22 years. I mean, I think I was born an artist. Since I'm a child, I've been singing and dancing. And my first actual performances were within a dance troupe, a Haitian folkloric dance troupe that my father used to lead. So the drums, the sacred drums of Haiti, have made my childhood.
And of course, Rachel, you are here for this concert honoring the victims of the transatlantic slave trade. And as a woman of Haitian descent, you too have that history in your veins. What does that mean for you to be here at the United Nations performing in this concert?
Salvation. For me, it's almost as if, you know how you look at things that happen sometimes in a way where you feel you can't do anything about what happened, and you feel outside of reach of power to do anything, although there's always self-pride to develop on an everyday basis and to carry around. But for me, I'm bringing a message of a promise tonight. I'm bringing a message of inner transformation, which can actually truly liberate any chains that we have for this slavery in all forms to not happen ever again. And I believe at this point it's an individual process not to become a slave of everything that's around us, because it's also, slavery is still somehow happening in different forms, but it still is, and we have to be aware. But it's a true immense honor for me to be here and somehow represent Haiti, the first black nation.
And now, of course, Rachel, earlier when we were talking before the interview, you were telling me about the importance of meditation you've been doing. Talk about that.
Yes, that's what I actually meant when I said that I'm bringing a message of a promise. I talk about a promise simply because this meditation that I've been doing, which is called Sahaj meditation, Sahaj means spontaneous in Sanskrit. And spontaneous would be the spontaneous link that you actually obtain with your own spirit. It transformed my life so much, gave it such direction, and has brought tremendous transformation, inner transformation for everybody that practices it.
And now, how has that meditation influenced your performance or your music?
Since I've been practicing it, I have a level of surrender to the higher power, which is an energy that actually also feel in me. This is what the true gift of it. Being spiritual now becomes something concrete, something that you are really truly part of, because you feel it as an energy. And therefore, I think with the power of your spirit and the love that it contains, that's where you can reach to the spirits of other people. And as a performer, I've always felt it very important to contribute to this world somehow, and I couldn't have found a better way.